Continuing on in Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples. We're joined here this hour by some Riley County officials, including Commission Chair John Ford, New Emergency Management Director Russell Stuckey, and Fire Chief Michael Regal joining us here. And, of course, a new year and new faces and still the same priorities as we mentioned here in the first segment. Russell, I'll get with you here. Tell us, what are some projects you'll be looking at here early on in the new year that you're going to be taking on?
Oh, one of the big ones that's not quite wrapped up that Pat took on and got the bulk of it done is the radio system. And so the county put in a new radio system to for communications for first responders and other agencies such as the school districts and a few other agencies are on that system. And so we're in the final stretch of trying to get all the I's dotted and T's crossed and all the different little things that need to be finished up. There's a few little bugs as any big system is going to have. And I think it was Commissioner Ford may have to help me out. It was in that $7 to $8 million range, I think.
Yeah. There's a, and a chance, I think, to refinance after the first hardware reset. So maybe a little bit of difference in the final total, but that's originally what we financed it for. Yeah.
So we're working on that. And then there's been a program to upgrade several of the fire stations, and there's two fire stations that are left on that system to be upgraded. And then, of course, the most important really is just getting to know the fire department officers and the firefighters and you know, building relationships with them.
Yeah, that probably takes a little time, I imagine. There's probably quite a big staff you got to go around and meet and greet, and that's hard in a pandemic.
Yeah, I think there's approximately 100, any given day, there's 150 volunteers.
Wow. And talk about, you know, we've talked to Pat about this in the past, but just keeping a good roster of that over time, having, and this might be a more of a Michael question here, but how do you plan to go about maintaining a good crew of volunteer firefighters over time?
I'll take it. The biggest thing, trying to keep a good crew of volunteers is, you know, make sure that they have insight in the department, that their opinion is valued. And that way we can move forward and, you know, they're just as much as the department as, you know, somebody here who has 20 years in. So everybody just want to make sure that everybody is valued and what they do, especially giving away a free service, you know, taking away from their time, from their jobs, you know, their families as well.
Yeah. And I know we had Pat on here last month and he was talking about the, you know, there's a stipends that they've worked for to get some of these firefighters at least some reimbursements. Is that going to continue here in the future?
Yes, that's going to continue here in the future. You know, each stipend brings a little bit different dollar figure. You know, an officer gets $20. Somebody who runs a first responder call gets $25, and of course, your typical firefighter gets 15 calls per incident.
Okay, very good. Well, we asked Russell a little bit about some of his projects. What are some things that you'll be doing here in the new year as fire chief?
Well, Russell touched on, fire stations. Yes, we have two fire stations up for replacement, just like you said, for the Ashland community and also for the University Park area. That's one of our, you know, top priorities. And then, of course, just like Russell said, you know, getting to know the members a lot more in detail, spending a lot more time with them, asking questions, input, which way do you like to see the department go? Also, having an insight from the community. What do they expect out of us? Which direction do they want us to go as well?
All right. Russell, you touched on a little bit on the radios here. I know there's been a little bit of public interest in, in the past, the public had access to some of the frequency that, you know, they could listen in, and that's something that's not available anymore. Is there any talks continuing as to how, you know, maybe the media might have access to that in the future? Is that even a possibility?
It's a possibility, but it's limited by the HIPAA laws. And so there's so much personal information, medical information that goes over, whether it's the police, fire, or ambulance going on medical calls. We have to be very careful about what is released, because we could easily create a HIPAA violation. And so we don't want to do that. So we've looked into, there's a channel or two we might be able to broadcast. But there again, we have to consider at any given time, you know, some responder may be on the wrong channel and then give out protected information. And obviously, we don't want that to happen. And so it's something we're studying. It's possible, but we haven't got to a conclusion yet.
Okay. Still in the works. All right. We'll keep seeing what transpires out of that. You know, I know one thing that will definitely improve here in Riley County, not that it's not great as of right now, but John, we have a new PIO here that's starting on the job.
Mm-hmm. I believe she started today, as a matter of fact, of all ironies. We've been using former RCPD PIO Haley Rowland. City of Manhattan wanted Vivian Usello back, and I'm being quite honest, I couldn't blame them for that. So we kind of contracted those services to kind of keep up, particularly with emergency command and all the pandemic related information that was needed. So I'm sure she's, much like the commissioners, probably going to feel overwhelmed in a short amount of time. Everybody, including yours truly, has a list. And so we'll get those things worked out. I think it's a good move for Riley County, particularly when it comes to the dissemination of information from all of our departments. You know, we were just talking about some unique things, you know, for instance, noxious weed and hazardous waste. You know, a lot of people don't know that they have household materials that are free that you could just go and pick up, but there's no real way to get that information out by and large to the public. So a PIO in this instance, just as an example, could really, really help there, you know, just thinking about some things outside the box. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. I think it'll help with transparency. I think it'll help county in terms of PR. It is a grant-funded position until the end of the year, and then it becomes an ad valorem personnel position. But I think it's one that we've been more than needing for quite some time, particularly with the flood emergency last year and with the pandemic in 2020. And then, of course, you know, moving forward with that as well. So I'm very excited for that. Very, very excited.
Yeah. Well, and here as a media person, I'm always interested in this kind of stuff because, you know, there are people we interact with quite a bit. And I obviously she'll be handling the pandemic stuff and pushing that information out. I imagine there's never really been someone who distributes press releases other than Pat, really, for the fire department. Is that going to be kind of up her alley as well? Or how will we learn about fires in the county in the future, I guess, is what I'm saying.
That would be my hope. Russell may have a different outlook on that, and I would defer that to him. But it would seem like, at least moving forward for the county, that you'd want to have one single point person. And I think, at least from my discussions with department heads, it seems like that they're willing to go that route. And that would be, you know, some people will be happy about that. Some people still may want, for instance, to reach out to an elected or something, and that change may be a little difficult for them. And maybe some other media outlets may struggle with that a little bit too. But all in all, I think having one specific point person for those things streamlines it, makes it more efficient, and hopefully make it more transparent moving forward too. So I would hope that would be the way that we'll develop. And it may take a little bit of time to get there because we just haven't done it before. But I think once we get to that point, I think that's going to be the best way to go.
Yeah, obviously a big change here in terms of county communicating its information. And obviously we've seen this past year, and you mentioned the year before, just how important that is. Well, I know Russell and Michael got some other things to tend to, so I'm gonna let them take off here. But guys, thank you so much. It was great to introduce you here, and we'll be talking in the future.
Thanks for having us.
And same here. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. We will continue in focus in just a moment with John Ford, Riley County Commissioner, after this on News Radio KMAN.